We had a few bumps in the road getting started, but the whole idea was it to enhance the 4-H projects for the kids to help with college educations, future projects, and whatever the kids need to have, and just create extra interest trying to keep our numbers up.
Well, 29 years, that means you've sustained this thing. That's a good run, approaching three decades. What have been the key attributes to keeping this thing going? I'm assuming the ag business community is a big part of it.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, I've said it many times, you can't say enough about the community support we get for this thing. We've raised as much as $1,000 a kid, average in our sales over the years. And, you know, we've talked in the past, in the length of this sale, we've raised well over $1 million for the 4-H kids of Mercer County, and it's community support that's just phenomenal in Mercer County.
Well, just kind of tell us how it works. So you do it on Friday night, each Friday night of the fair. So after a kind of a long week of showing for the kids, that's kind of the culmination of the week. So just take us through what the setup.
Well, each species has a floor level that we start with, and then they auction them off, and whatever they bring over the floor level is what the kids receive. And each kid has to bring their animal into the ring right here at the hog ring where we're standing. They have to represent their animals, and that's basically how it works.
And then you get help. So we talk about kind of the ag business community who generally bids on the animal, but then you get help from the local auction houses that come here and provide their services, which is a big part of it, to make it feel like a real live auction.
Yeah, we've got five auctioneers that volunteer their time to help us out every year. We've got three buyers groups that help keep the bottom end of the sale up, to help prop it up, to keeps the sale going really good. They've been really successful collecting money and helping out with the sale. And, you know, sometimes people ask me what I'm doing. I really don't have any magic wand. It's just working, so we're trying to just keep it going.